This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The 31st of December, there's nothing left. We're done. It's over. Finished. The end of an era, the end of a year, the end of, well, it's actually the beginning of this hour of the DJV program. And let's see, the A team normally consists of me. I get an A plus. How about that, Richie? I get myself an A plus.
You've already given it away. Just by saying my name, the other A team's not here now.
Jennifer Horn, member of the A-plus team, Victoria Keelan as well. Kara is not here, so Richie is, because we have to have somebody that knows what they're doing when they push the buttons there. And that
we're looking for that person now.
Richie out. Yeah, right. Where is that person? What's happening? Kara's actually gone on a snow and ski weekend, right, Victoria? Didn't she go somewhere
she's skiing with some friends. Yep.
Yeah, but she doesn't know how to ski.
I think she's taking lessons.
Oh, really?
I told her to stick to the bunny slope because we need her.
Right. <yeah.
laughs> in one piece.
That's right. Back on Wednesday in one piece. So Richie is here. He nicely consented to be here on New Year's Eve. You're not a skier either, as I recall. Seems to me.
I was. I haven't done it in a long time, but I've skied in Switzerland. I've skied in Colorado. I've skied in Oregon. So
really?
And then over the icy East Coast.
Did you use your nose to ski, or were you actually
at first? Yeah, I used it quite a lot.
Victoria, are you a skier?
Then I got good.
No, I like snowboarding better.
You do? Mm-hmm. Because it's easier?
No, it's actually harder. I just don't like skiing that much.
All right, so picture yourself. That's before we're going to spend our time in this hour and during the day today, certainly sort of funneling our attention back to some of the bigger conversations that we had over the year, and then maybe push ourselves forward. But I wanted you to imagine, use your brain, and think about being in a village, the snowiest place on the planet. This is a town located in a remote area of the Japanese Alps. Who even knew there was a mountain range called the Japanese Alps?
Wow.
The village of Shirakawa, Shirakawa, gets clobbered with 415 inches of snow on average a year. Imagine. Can you even imagine? I'm remembering the really bad storm we had in February of 2015, where there was 11 feet of snow, even piled. That's what had come down. We had 30-foot drifts and that sort of thing. And I don't know, let's see, 11 times, if we have feet is 12, 11 times 12 is like 220. So this is, that 11 feet was half what they get. They get 22, 23, 24 feet of snow a year, according to the Japan Weather Service. Wow. They make the most over there. The people live there with holiday illuminations that draw a lot of people over the Christmas season. And that's how I happened to find out about this. I saw a story about the lights there and then started reading as to how many people went there to ski and how many people just go to because they can't believe there's any place other than the North Pole or the South Pole that has as much snow. Actually, they have more snow there than either the North Pole or the South Pole. The Japanese Alps and a village called Shirakawa.
Who knew?
All right? You got it? Yeah, who knew? All right, speaking of who knew, Victoria, what do we need to know as we get started in this hour of conversation?
Well, actually, the weather is really a topic that's trending right now. And as New Year's Eve rolls in, we've got some storms that are affecting the whole country. There are all kinds of storm systems. They call it a complex storm system, from the Rockies up to the Northern Plains to the upper Midwest. And then down in the south, there's going to be significant flooding and severe thunderstorms. Heavy rainfall will be possible over the lower Mississippi Valley in the mid-south. And then over to the northeast, we're apparently going to get lots of snow and ice, and it's just going to be a really cold New Year's Eve. We had, I don't know where you were, you're in L.A. now, Doug, but over the weekend we had a very, very mild, beautiful weekend of weather on the East Coast, and apparently all of that's coming to a screeching halt tonight. So bundle up wherever you are.
I'm flying back into a... Are you saying I'm flying into a snowstorm tonight, going back?
You could. Yep, you could be. It's lots of ice, and there is a prediction of snowstorms hitting New England, so you could be flying into something unsavory. So be careful.
Yes. All right. Yeah, I'm gonna. I'll make sure.
I'm sure you'll be flying
the
plane.
Plane.
Well, we know how your aviation knowledge. So
yes, a little dangerous. All right. Speaking of freezes, the president has issued an executive order scrapping a 2.1% pay raise for federal workers this year. Salary freeze. 800,000 federal employees are either working without pay or on furlough because of the government shutdown. What's the latest on that? Anybody following this other than the hoopla?
It's still shut down.
It's still shut down. Yeah. I was
Richie's in Washington.
Right. So I was out Friday night with some neighbors and friends and whatnot, and they're, everybody that lives on my street is either a government contractor or a government employee.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were all talking. So there was one that was furloughed, which means he goes to work and doesn't get paid. So if it goes through, I think he gets paid Friday, he will not get a check. And the thing that I thought was interesting about it, and then obviously when the government unfreezes and goes back to work, he gets his pay. But they don't pay his insurance. So if he doesn't get a check, his insurance doesn't get paid. So they have it set up.
What type of insurance?
His.
You mean like his health insurance?
His health insurance.
Oh, okay.
His health insurance.
So that's weird.
I didn't know this. So if the government doesn't issue a check, they don't issue a check for your insurance. So you have to set it up so that your insurance deducts out of your bank account to cover it, because otherwise your insurance gets canceled.
Oh, my
God. So he's like...
just because you don't pay one payment, the insurance gets canceled? What a lousy deal is that?
So I didn't realize that, because, Doug, you and I were kind of like, they end up getting paid. But he's like, I do end up getting paid, but I don't get paid when I'm supposed to get paid this Friday, and I have to pay my insurance payment so that I don't, miss an insurance payment in my insurance.
So
payment.
Do they reimburse him for the insurance payment after?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody gets reimbursed. Is this the government employee's insurance outfit, or is this this is private insurance?
I don't know what insurance it was. So, but he's essential because he's law enforcement, so he's furloughed. And then I had another neighbor who's a DOJ investigator who's just got time off. Basically sits at home waiting to be told
when he
to come
gets
back.
Paid.
He gets paid.
That's what happens. See, these people, what's their normal vacation? Three, 4 weeks a year, is that what the normal...
Yeah, both of these guys have 30 years in, so they're, they're right around 4 weeks.
I find the whole thing is a ruse. It's a ripoff. It's ridiculous. It's just a political statement about how bad things are. And this has been going on, I think, first time I remember a government shutdown was when Clinton was in office, right? Do you remember anything before that?
Oh, there have been government shutdowns under every president, I think.
I don't think it's back to my... Richie, I go back to Trump. That's good. I go back to Harry Truman.
Eisenhower.
And Eisenhower was my
Lincoln.
First. Okay, all right. Carried away. Anyway, so the freeze of government employees' pay. How many people think this is a good idea? I remember Trump saying that... when this was passed, he thought the pay raise was inappropriate. So what should government workers get as far as a pay raise? Should they just get whatever cost of living there is and leave it at that? What about, Richie, you're getting paid by Radio America. Do you get a cost of living increase every year? Do people get a cost of living normal? No, I don't think normal people get a cost of living increase.
It's based on the amount of business that we do.
Yeah.
And it's based on how well individuals get, some kind of a raise. But if the projects that they are working on are more, making more money, then, we can afford to boost. And if your responsibilities grow, we can afford to boost. And So it's all based on the income. There is no, I mean, in 2008, when everything kind of dropped out, people got pay cuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just the way it was.
It was. And so I believe in merit pay. I've always believed in merit pay.
That's basically what it is here. It's based on how you perform and how the project that you're working on is, you know, fiscally doing.
Yeah. And it's not a great time for radio. Not a great time for the media, the news media in general, and media, unless you're, you know, the people talk about it or look at the salaries of some of the big stars. They see The Rock, he made $54 million last year, and Rush Limbaugh made $84 million last year. Well, that doesn't mean everybody doing the same thing for a living is making that kind of dough. I know a lot of actors who are making whatever scale is. I know a lot of radio people who are making what scale is if they even involve themselves or have a union. So it's that kind of a reality. Although I do see there are a lot of people, as of tomorrow, they will see pay hikes because the minimum wage has gone up in 20 different states. How does this affect people who work on tips, though? Because most of the time, waiters, waitresses get something that's far below what is it now, $12 an hour in most states under the circumstances?
Right, so they get $5 or $6 an hour plus tips.
Okay, so does that change?
It gets them up to that minimum, I guess.
Well, how do you know? Is somebody getting, how do we know that they get, I guess it doesn't affect me, although I'm curious as to how you know if you're a good waiter or waitress, then you're going to get a lot of good tips. If you aren't, then
it's
you won't.
Based.
And if you're sharing tips, which I never really thought was a good idea, I don't think that's fair. I think you should get the tips that you get. Not have to share them. Somebody does a good job, then they get a good tip. If you do a bad job, you
host. You tip out your hostesses and your cooks at the end of the night if you're a waiter.
Is that what happens? Okay.
Yeah, so they kind of share. So, but a better waiter is going to leave a bigger tip for the cooks than a waiter that doesn't do as well.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, that's the pay situation for the feds and the no feds. Here's something. As we get into the new year, I was really interested. I was going back. There was on the plane coming out to Los Angeles yesterday, I was looking at a Shark Tank episode where the members of the Shark Tank get into a tank with sharks. Have you seen that episode? The sharks get into the water with real sharks.
Unfortunately, they survived, right?
And Mr. Wonderful, yes, he did survive. But it was really interesting how... under the circumstances, there are all of these things. And I was looking at one of the other Shark Tank episodes where a fellow talks about what to do to whiten. This guy had a teeth whitening formula and ended up to be a contributor to what's going on with power swabs. And I thought it was very interesting. Power swabs, you've heard me talking about power swabs for years on this program because it's a, obviously it works. It works for them to have us tell the story. And I will tell you the story works because word of mouth is good because this works. Power swabs is a proven, very effective way to improve your smile. And we all know your smile is your best feature. So the risk-free solution that will have you, if you haven't gotten on the program yet, to a more confident, nicer-looking you, is to use Power Swabs. Power Swabs now has become the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, most recognized teeth whitening system, because it transforms your smile in just 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After you use Power Swabs once, you'll be amazed at the results, and then you just keep using it. Put the Power Swabs on. They're super fast, easy, and approved by your hygienist. If you bring this to your dentist and say, what do you think about this? So is this a really good thing for me to do? They'll look at the ingredients, and you can even give them a demonstration. Get rid of the coffee stains, the wine stains, whatever is on your teeth, and it goes away in 5 minutes. Bingo, they'll say, oof, this is something good I should have in my office. Power Swabs, order them now and get the DJV deal, 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. Half price. Use the DJV code, please.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way.
Lots of great versions of this song. Elvis has got a great version, but I think Frank's is the best. And the reason we're playing it on New Year's Eve 2019. This is New Year's Eve 2019, right? It's not 2018. It's the last day of 2018, so becomes New Year's Eve 2019. 50 years ago today, Sinatra went into the recording studio here in Los Angeles and recorded the song. 50 years ago today. That's pretty amazing, thinking about that. It's going back. It seems like a flash. I can remember as a jock playing this song. Warner Brothers label. The sort of a Dusty Brown cover. And then it's just, that was in the days we still played actual records. So, Frank and big song from 1968-69. It trailed into 69 for sure. And it's big. I think it's a standard. It's a real standard.
Right,
remember the version Joe Piscopo did of it?
It was great.
Yeah, it really was. All right, 25 after the hour on the DJB program. Rich McFadden is here. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen to wish you a happy new year. So we've assembled, Victoria's assembled the top songs of 2018, top pop songs. Let's start with number five, Camila Cabello. Do I have her name right?
Nope.
I'm close, though. Cabello.
Yeah. Cabello.
All right. Why did you spell it with a Y? Anyway, the number five song this year from the
charts. Spelled your name wrong, Camilla.
Never Be the Same. Here we go. Never Be the Same. Your kids listening to this, Richie?
My daughter would, yes.
Yeah. What about you, Victoria? Are you listening to this pop stuff?
Nah, not really my jam, but...
No, my son would frisbee this 45 right out the window.
All right, well, let's get to number four then. Kara would not frisbee this out the window. She loves Ed Sheeran. He was number four this past year with a song called Perfect.
Slow. Your heart is all I own. And in your eyes, you're holding mine.
Actually, I quite like this song.
This is a great song, yeah.
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 Nice, a very romantic song. I'm going to sing it to your old set. Alright, so number three is a song from Maroon 5. That's, what's his face, and Cardi B singing this together. Girls Like You, number three. This is Adam Levine, right?
Oh, yeah.
So do we think this is boring? I heard Kara and
this
you talking
boring. I think all of us agree that this is just a boring song, and it's going to be the most boring Super Bowl halftime ever.
Yeah, with Maroon 5 performing.
Ugh.
All right, so let's then move it faster. Maren Morris, upcoming country singer, gets out of the pop side with Zedd. Song called The Middle.
This song is everywhere.
Is it? Yeah.
Oh, the whole year it feels like this song was everywhere. It was a Target commercial. It was on the radio all the time. It was crazy.
Really? Richie, do I have 28 past the hour or 27 past the hour?
It's 27 past the hour. So, number one.
All right, number one song this week is Dua, not this week, but this year. Number one pop song belongs to Dua Lipa. You're going to have to help me with that one, too, Victoria.
Dua Lipa, you got it.
That's it. What do we know about him, or what do we need to know?
It's a girl. She's a British singer. And this was a big breakout year for her.
Is that her real name?
I don't know. I don't care enough to know.
Ask that question. Ah, okay. Well, there you go. All right. So thank you to Dua Lipa and Maren Morris and Maroon 5, Ed Sheeran, and Camila, whatever her name is.
Oh,
top pop songs of the year.
Compassion. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a beautiful story of a great being who once reached the gates of pure peace, the gates to a place where suffering does not and cannot exist. And as the gates opened and this incredible being was welcomed to enter, she hesitated. In fact, she outright stopped. This unspeakably compassionate being turned and faced all other life. She looked at the countless life forms who still had to endure suffering. And right then and there, in that moment, she took a vow that she would not walk through those gates until every living being could do so as well. We often look to alleviate our own suffering. And that's certainly understandable. But think about how transformative it can be for any of us, or all of us, or I guess more importantly, for you to spend your effort trying to help alleviate the suffering of others. For more on developing your own compassion, visit drchristianconti.com.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you talk faster when your phone has only 1% battery left.
Hey, hon, what's up?
Hey, sweetie, can you pick up Kitty Litter Fabric Softener? Oh, the lemony fresh kind. And French vanilla non-dairy creamer on your way home from work.
What?
Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Why are you talking like that?
Gotta go. I'm taking Kevin to Taekwondo and I only have a...
Honey? Hello?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's the final day of 2018. America gets ready to celebrate tonight as the years change, and nowhere will security be tighter than in New York City's Times Square.
New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill says security will be tight and drones will be used this year to patrol the crowd.
It's going to be one of the most well-policed, best-protected events at one of the safest venues in the entire world.
I'm Robert Walensky.
A South Korean newspaper says North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has sent President Trump a New Year's message concerning the stalled nuclear talks. According to that paper's report, it was delivered Friday and was conciliatory in tone, though it didn't give further details. The Texas federal judge who ruled Obamacare unconstitutional says it will stay in effect through the appeal process. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Now 34 at the hour on the DJV program for Monday the 31st of December. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden, facing all of the great things that we have to look forward to in the new year. What is everybody doing for New Year's Eve? Who's doing what for New Year's Eve? What are we doing, Victoria? And on the shore of New Jersey, you have the situation coming from his apartment upstairs down to... Share the
yeah,
New
we're
going to
hang with the Mr. and Mrs. Situation.
Mr. and Mrs. Situation, very nice.
Yeah, we'll toast as before he heads off to jail, which is in about a week.
Mm-hmm.
All right, no, we're so just going to be really mellow tonight. I think we're just going to stay home. I don't think we're going to do much.
Nothing. Who makes that decision, you or Lewis?
No, we've been going out so much this whole holiday stretch. We've had so much to do that it's kind of just like we don't want to go to yet another restaurant or, you know, we're just kind of tired of it. So we'll probably just cook and stay at home.
Yeah, I think there is that. You get tired of going out a lot. I can't believe people that I know who go out into every night. Richie, how often do you go out with your family?
You mean for dinner?
Yeah.
Oh.
Let him out of the cage, man.
No, I mean, you go out socially or just go out to dinner. Every couple of weeks. I mean, you know, we cook a lot at home, so.
Yeah. Well, you do the cooking at home.
My wife just bought me a brand new outdoor 36-inch Blackstone griddle. This really? Thing is like, you know, when you go to the Japanese restaurants.
I have one of them on the farm. We use it. We have one of them on the farm. We have picnics and stuff on the farm, and people cook on this. I never saw one of them before.
Yeah, it's just like a flat top, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like hibachi style.
Like hibachi style. Yeah. I've moved my grill to the other side of the deck, and, man, this thing is the new Papa's favorite, man. This thing is great.
So in the middle of the winter, you go outside.
I was out there yesterday cooking wings and steak and cheese and eggs and bacon, all kinds of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, pancakes, man. Whatever you want, man.
All the health foods. On that.
Right, exactly.
I actually made pancakes Saturday morning. Miles and I made muffins. We made cakes. And then we decided on Saturday morning we wanted to make pancakes. So he stirred the pot. I think we have some pictures around somewhere of that. And we got all the lumps out of the thing, and I cooked them up, and my daughter was amazed at how good they were. There's not much to it. You do the thing.
Right, yeah. Add an egg and some
butter
water.
In the pan, and that's right. That's right. Yeah. But they were quite good, actually. But that's what I like about, in this circumstance, this is the first time I've had the kids, well, first time Miles has been in the Northeast for any kind. There was a little snow that fell, and he was all excited about that. He went outside and tried to catch a couple of snowflakes. As he's from California, what does he know? So I flew back yesterday on the first flight to California, and they were on the second one, so I picked him up. And it was kind of, he kissed me goodnight on Saturday, and I said, I'll see you tomorrow. So he didn't see me in the morning because I had left before he got up. And when I picked him up at the airport, he's kind of trying to figure out, how did I get from the house where they kissed me and I went to bed and he went to bed to being in California to pick them up? Really, it's kind of cute.
That's funny.
Actually. But the kinds of things that we did, it's a little out here and there, but mostly at home because it served me. I don't cook at home much. I don't have much. I'm not entertaining much. So it was nice just to have that sort of ambiance where you cook things. Megan made some of her recipes, and so. What I was talking about with a couple of friends is how much people go out, and I know this is because New Year's Eve, everybody's going to be out and about, big night for the. But this, I'm just talking about any like Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. People go out to dinner instead of staying home and cooking.
Yeah, we have some friends where every restaurant that we go to in the neighborhood, the waiters and waitresses know them just because they go out. Almost every night.
Yeah, right. So today, New Year's Eve, first places in the world to ring in the new year, Samoa, Tonga, American Samoa, Baker Island in the U.S. are the last. So the international dateline is right there. Kind of on the other side, Richie and I went to Guam. I've been there a couple of times. He went with me once. What was that, 1996?
1998.
98. And how far were we? I'm trying to remember. We weren't far. America's, they slogan it as where America's day begins. We're still on that station, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
K-57 in Guam. And I was trying to remember how far we were actually from the international dateline. It's right in there someplace. And so that's where there already is the new year. They're celebrating the new year already.
Yeah.
There's a survey out today of 1,000 adults. Number one plan people have for tonight is to spend it with their family. Staying home ranks second. Going to parties is third. Cooking dinner, you know, that kind of stuff with friends. Attending a public event is number four. And lastly, only 3% of those who surveyed said they're going to attend a ball drop. So the majority of those surveyed, 42%, said they stay up an hour or two after the ball drops. 21% said wait for midnight, and then they go to bed. 17% said they stay up until 2 to 4 a.m. 12% fall asleep before midnight. There I am. Hello. And 7% surveyed say they will party till 4 a.m. Huh. Is that an age thing? More than anything
Most
else?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, man.
I can remember the last time I sort of stayed up was the New Year's Eve 2014. And it was very difficult for us to stay awake. We just kind of in bed watching the stuff, and we kept falling off to sleep and waking up, and we toasted the new year, and then that was the
end
of that.
I mean, we stay up till midnight, but then it's, all right, we're heading, because we're usually somewhere. We did it at our house 3 or 4 years ago, just hanging out with friends.
Didn't we? Well, we were on the air live. Victoria, you went to bed fairly early last New Year's Eve, if I remember correctly, didn't you?
Last New Year's Eve I was in Ireland, so no. I was out all night.
Right, that's right, too. You were in, that's just Jennifer. Maybe it was in that circumstance.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, I guess the best thing is to wish each other a happy new year, and that's what I'm doing with everybody. It's really, when I got off the plane yesterday, everybody, I said to everybody, happy new year, and I really mean it. You know, some people just say it, but I think that this is a fabulous time for all of us to reset. Reset your mental objectives, your physical goals, your work, whatever it is. The newness, the new year provides a whitewash for everything. You can change your attitude, change your physical. Look at the people who are out now and about trying to get on a diet program. They go to exercise. They do all that.
Every year it's the same thing.
Yeah. So
everybody gets a goal at the beginning of the year. How long does it last? That's the key.
That is the key, yeah. So what about all of us? What about you, Victoria? You got a New Year's resolution?
No, I don't make resolutions, but I definitely wanted to, we're talking about all the restaurant food, it feels like two solid weeks of eating at restaurants, so I definitely want to get that back under control and start cooking at home more and just eating better food, because I just feel gross right now.
Yeah, a lot of it. I get a little heavy, get logy. Richie, you put on any weight over the since Thanksgiving, over the holidays?
No, I still got the same one I had before the holidays. So. But I'll tell you what we've been doing. I've been not working as much the past week or so, you know, just working from home stuff. And my wife and I, man, we've been on a tear. We've reorganized the kitchen pantry and the kitchen cabinets and a couple of closets in the house, and it just feels good. Yeah, just to go through, you know, like our wine. We had a cabinet with all of our wine stuff, and it just became a mess over the years. So I went on to Amazon, ordered some new wine racks and glass racks, and got that organized. And we went into the pantry and got that all organized, and it's good. It feels good to start the.
So Jennifer's off today. She'll be back on Wednesday, but I talked to her on the phone yesterday, and she was in the middle of cleaning out her closet. She said she had clothes in there she didn't remember she had.
Right.
And she felt so good.
Did the same thing.
Clean it all out. Start over again. Clean it.
A couple of bags went to Goodwill with clothes in them that I'll just never wear again, even if I did fit into them again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wouldn't wear them again. So the sports news today is a focus on Major League Baseball that has struck a deal with the Cubans over players. Most baseball players in Cuba could only dream about leaving their country until recently, but now there's an agreement with the Major League Baseball and the Cuban Baseball Federation to let Cuban players freely come to our country. Remember, there were a lot of Cubans who came for a long time, and then it just stopped. We started getting Dominicans. Where did a lot of the other baseball, a lot of Japanese baseball teams sending over their players. But the Cubans have not been allowed to come to play ball. They had to defect from their country, usually in secret, in order to get here. So a number of players tried a couple of times and couldn't make it. But anyway, the Major League Baseball folks say was concerned players could be hurt or killed just for wanting to play baseball and get over here, so they made this deal with the Cuban government. My son's been in Cuba for the past week, and he sent some fabulous pictures. I have never been to Cuba. I've tried to go a couple of years ago when they first started freeing things up, but you can't get any real communication. They don't have any. The best they can do is 3G, and that's spotty. But the the best picture he sent, Richie, was of a 1957 Chevrolet.
Oh, sure.
And that had been, the cars there are unbelievable. They have no new cars. Cuba doesn't have new cars. They continue. They have an industry that rebuilds old cars. And it really, this Chevy, I'll send you the picture, fabulous. And everybody drives around in these things. And it kind of, he said, the restaurants are great. The people are very friendly. There's no crime, because if you commit any crimes, they just kill you. That's the edict from the government. And so he says it's probably the safest place he can ever remember being. Never anybody worrying about that kind of stuff. So I thought that was kind of interesting. The television, normally Jennifer's here and she does a television.
So wait a minute. Just not to let that slide by.
The Cubans?
So the safest place he ever remembers being is a place where they'll kill you if you do anything against the law.
Yeah,
Yeah. All right.
Interesting.
So you got that going for you.
Right. Well, you feel safe if you're in Cuba anyway.
Right.
If you, as long as you're not doing anything bad, you're fine. So it's,
depends on whose idea of bad, I guess.
Exactly. Well,
you also don't
want
to. I would love to go to Cuba to see the architecture and the food and everything, but you don't really want to be there for too long either, because all those old cars, they've got a lot of cases of lung cancer in Cuba because people have been breathing in those exhaust fumes for so many years, and they don't even have. I was watching some documentary on the cars of, I think it was called Cars of Cuba, and because we had no communication with them for so long. They have all these beautiful old American cars, but they had to get all their parts from Russia. So they have these, like, cheap Russian-made parts in these beautiful 57 Chevys that, it's an interesting thing.
Now they get them all with a 3D printer. They just do like Jay Leno's garage, make everything with a 3D printer.
You can.
They're all set. Yeah, you can. All right, so I wanted to, normally here we with Jennifer, we talk about some television programs. I find every once in a while, I'm fascinated watching the television shows that I don't normally have access to or time to watch or even know that they're there. But when I'm on the plane flying back and forth from coast to coast, I look at some of these TV shows, and I'd seen Murder, She How to Get Away with Murder.
Murder, She Wrote.
But Murder, She Wrote. But I never really watched it because it didn't. What I thought of the show wasn't what the show really is. And it's actually, I saw season one, episode one, Viola Davis is fabulous as she usually is, but there are other characters in. It's really a fabulously well-written show, and my daughter says when it gets into the second, third season, it gets a little dicey, a little too much, you know, too much murdering and that sort of gratuitous. But this, I thought it was the first episode anyway. I don't know whether anybody's watched it. Rich, you watch it? Victoria, you watch?
I have not.
Murder?
I have not seen that show.
How to Get Away with Murder? Yeah, it's a Shonda Rhimes show.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, and the other thing I saw was a show about computers in the 50s and 60s. Hard, it's a strange name. It's on AMC. Now I'm trying to remember the name of it. I watched four episodes of it, and I absolutely was taken by the show. Hard and Do Good or something. It's a. Does that ring a bell? Hard and get. I don't know.
It looks, no. Maybe
look sounds interesting. Computers.
Yeah, it is a very interesting show. Very nicely done. So that's our television report for today, boys.
Well, there's lots on tonight.
Is there? Okay, what's on tonight?
Well, if you're gonna do any of the New Year's Eve stuff, starting at 8 p.m., Ryan Seacrest hosts Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, and so that's from he's going to be in Times Square on ABC, and then Los Angeles they have their own version of that as well. Jenny McCarthy, Wahlberg will be there. Christina Aguilera is the headliner. On Fox, Steve Harvey is hosting all of their celebrations. They will have performances from Sting and Florence and the Machine. And on NBC, Kathy Lee and Hoda will welcome celebrity guests, and they call it a toast to 2018. Carson Daly, Chrissy Teigen, and Leslie Jones take over at 10 p.m. to host the actual ball dropping. And I believe John Legend is also going to be performing there. So, and then on CNN, if you like Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper together, they will be they'll be at the helm for the night on CNN.
All right. It's a really big night for television if you're staying up late. And the good thing is after tonight and tomorrow, you may be able to get back to some of the regular series that we like to see. I think Blacklist comes back this next week, doesn't it? If not mistaken.
It some does, yes.
Come in. Yeah, right. 10 before the hour, this is the DJV program. Happy New Year's Eve, everybody.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on,
and...
lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
At the hour here on the DJV program for Monday, December the 31st. It's Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan here with a couple of stories that are important to all of us, including the use of drones tonight in Times Square. Will they be using them? One would wonder, Victoria, whether they're going to use them in New Orleans and also Los Angeles or wherever there is a big crowd.
I don't know. What the story is that for the first time ever, they have a police drone the NYPD has a police drone that they're going to be using to fly over the crowd at right around where everyone gathers in Times Square to watch the ball drop. And so they have 7,000 police officers. They have bomb sniffing dogs, 200 blocker trucks filled with sand. That's a new-ish thing. That's unfortunately, as a lot of acts of terror have been committed around the world, with people driving cars into, you know, crowds and things like that. The NYPD has taken these giant cement trucks and they fill them with sand and they use them as blockades all around areas now where to prevent anyone from driving into a crowd. And so they say there's been lots of debate apparently about how many people actually go to Times Square. And you hear this number of 1 million people are in Times Square. It's totally not true. It's about 100,000. It's a lot of people, but it's not the million that people keep hearing that number get tossed around. So tonight, with the 100,000 people who will be in Times Square, the NYPD will be using this drone for bird's eye view to fly over the crowds. What they're looking for, essentially, this drone will be able to detect any unmanned vehicles in the area. And so they have cameras attached to the drone. Police helicopters will be hovering around as well. And the drone itself will be tethered to a building and flown in off-limit areas so that in the event that it does crash, actually it won't hurt anyone, it won't land on anyone. And drones are sort of new to the NYPD. It's only a couple months ago they actually announced that they were going to start using them. Now, drones in New York City, as you can imagine, are a big no-no. So unless you are the police, if you are thinking of using a drone to get an idea of what the crowd looks like, don't use your own drone. It's very, very illegal in New York City. They do not take kindly to that.
No, to drones.
Except the police ones. So the other cool thing that these police drones can do, they have thermal imaging, so they can detect explosives, they can map an area in 3D, or they can zoom into an object using the camera lenses so that the police can really have a true bird's-eye view of what's going on tonight. So everyone be safe, but I think that in New York, they seem pretty prepared.
Well, it sort of is a horrible statement on society. It's great that we have the technology, but it's a horrible statement on society. Oof. When you have to have stuff like this, worried about somebody going to blow up something. It's just basically a good time. But there are those people who want to do that. Netflix, Black Mirror, doesn't work for everybody. Let's get the story behind the story with that now.
The Geek Out.
Netflix excited a lot of people by releasing a new Black Mirror episode, complete with a cool interactive trick, but then frustrated many when they found out the trick doesn't work for everybody. Black Mirror is the highly successful British modern take on The Twilight Zone, and the new episode arrived with a choose-your-own-ending feature. The problem is, the tech that powers the ability to pick and choose through potentially a trillion different permutations of the story doesn't work on Apple TV, Chromecast, and some other streaming devices. The problem lies in Netflix's own apps and not the streaming device itself. Black Mirror now available on Netflix, and we've posted links to what works and what doesn't on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
All right, Victoria, Whole Foods is expanding. How is that going to influence her? I guess maybe because of Prime and Amazon and stuff, that's makes it a tech story.
Well, Amazon in general, people, you know, we're still following everything that they do in terms of all of their tech innovations, but they are going to be moving their Prime Now, which is their two-hour delivery service. That's going to be moving to all current Whole Foods stores, which is very cool, and you just do that through the app, and you can order all of your groceries online, and then they deliver within 2 hours. And the other part of this that's interesting, that's expanding, Whole Foods' actual physical stores are now moving into suburbs and other regions across the country, and Whole Foods employees have already been spotted in Wyoming, Idaho, and Southern Utah, and they're looking at potential retail spaces, and they're going to be about 2,000 square feet larger than the average Whole Foods store. And the theory behind this is that they're going to be accommodating a lot more of their delivery. So it's great for people who love Amazon and Whole Foods.
Yep, that's not me. 59 past the hour on the DJB show.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.